What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You guys, I am so excited. My new course on behavior, the Practical Behavior Approach, is officially done and ready to go. Enrollment is only open until April 30th. And if you are someone who is supporting a child with frequent challenging behaviors, listen in because this course is for you. This course was designed for any teacher, special ed or gen ed, clinician or parent, working with a child with frequent negative behaviors. This course is going to prepare you with a comprehensive toolbox. You're going to have all the tools you need to prevent problem behaviors, respond when problem behaviors happen, and to build those missing skills. We go in depth into why behavior happens, looking at contributing factors like diagnosis, trauma, anxiety, and sensory needs. This is truly a cohesive course where strategies are rooted in the science of applied behavior analysis, but also rooted in trauma-informed practices. So you're going to have both perspectives to develop this really robust framework of strategies that is truly going to be effective. So if you are feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, or out of answers on how to support your kids, click on the link in the show notes and learn a little bit more about this course and how the training and all of the downloads and tools are going to really help support you on this journey to helping your child be successful. I can't fully express how excited I am to get this course in your hands. Click on the link in show notes. Let me know if you have any questions. And when you get started, let me know how it goes.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
So I'm really not a fan of New Year's resolutions, but I do love the renewed energy that January always brings with it. We kind of reset our intentions, we're refreshed, we're re-energized, and I kind of love that about January as opposed to setting these like somewhat lofty resolutions that we never hit, right? And in thinking about that in relation to school, we're getting back into our routines, we're getting resettled, and we're going to think about our behavior strategies. I think this is a really important time of year to reevaluate where we're at with behavior. What's going well? What's not going well? What do we just let slide completely in December? And kind of reaffirm if things that we're doing are working to stay at that, but also leveling up some areas. So I think this is a really important time of year to get back to those evidence-based strategies that we need for behavior change. So today I want to talk to you a little bit about how to do this. How do we reset our behavior mindset? How do we check in our behavior strategies? And I also want to tell you about our new upcoming free mini course called 10 Quick Wins for Behavior Change. And in this episode, I want to really define for you what quick wins are. So you know what this mini course is all about. Because to me, quick wins are something very specific. And I define them as this phrase of quick wins for a reason. But I also don't want you to misunderstand because they're not magic wands. So before we talk behavior and quick wins, let me tell you about this mini course real quick. You can join right now. It is opening up on January 9th. The first training videos will not launch until January 18th. So this mini course consists of 10 training videos. Don't let that scare you guys. They're short and sweet. They're less than 5 minutes. because they're quick wins. They're actionable strategies you can bring to your team, you can bring to your caseload, your classroom right away. The 10 videos will start on January 18th, and we're going to release one or a few a day until January 24th, and you have through the end of the month to watch it. I want you to join right now, though, because it just takes a few seconds. If you're already in our network, meaning if you get our free downloads on Fridays, you're in one of our courses or a membership, you're already in our network. That's where our course is going to be. So all you have to do is join. If you're brand new to our network, there's a link in the show notes. You create a login. It's all free. You get to see what the Autism Helper Network is all about. And that's where our mini course, which is totally free, will be living. So those are the details on the mini course. So I want to talk to you about why I created a behavior course specifically for January. Because as we just talked about, this is the time to make sure our behavior strategies are really working. I wanted something that was really easy to digest. Hence, this is like a short, you know, very actionable training and mini course. Because as we're getting geared up for this year, there's not a lot of extra time, right? So I wanted something that could really quickly be applied to the classroom setting, but was about behavior. What's working, what's not working? How can we take a skill acquisition approach to decreasing negative behaviors? If you consume any of my behavior content, whether it's a podcast episode or our behavior course, you know this is my mindset. We reduce problem behavior by increasing positive behaviors. Behavior change actually happens away from the negative behaviors. It seems counterintuitive. And that's what this mini course really is all about. How can we make sure our mindsets and our day-to-day strategies and interventions are going in that direction of increasing the positive behaviors, which will naturally decrease those negative behaviors? So let's talk quick wins for a second. Now, if you've heard, if you've taken my behavior course or a behavior workshop, I say this many times, there are no magic wands. There are no strategies that I have to share with you that will immediately work every time. And when we have this expectation that things will immediately work every time with every child, we get in this vicious cycle of trying things, seeing that they don't immediately work, pushing them to the side, and trying something else. And we continue on this cycle. And this is problematic for a few reasons. One, some of those strategies might have worked. You might be missing out on strategies that could have been effective, but because it doesn't work immediately, we're pushing it to the side. Second of all, this is really confusing for our kids, right? Our kids are, is it a star chart today? Am I getting a break today? What's going on here? Third, this is really confusing for our staff. Like, our staff can't keep up with what we're doing. And last, this really contributes to our burnout because we feel like we're failing. Every strategy and intervention that doesn't work, that we decide is ineffective, and we push it to the side, we kind of sometimes take that on. Like, oh man, I failed again at finding the right strategy. So instead of just haphazardly trying all these things and then pushing them to the side, we want to really use our data, conduct thorough FBAs, do all of our due diligence so we pick strategies that we know are in the right direction for that student's needs and then take data to see if they actually work before deeming them effective or ineffective. When we have that expectations that things are going to be this quick fix, you know, that's not going to be successful for us. So now you're like, well, Sasha, you just told us about quick wins. What's the difference between a magic wand and a quick win? Well, let me tell you. So to me, behavior change is all about the tools in your toolbox. You already have a lot of great tools in your toolbox. And your goal when you consume content, whether it's a training or a podcast or reading an article or reading a book, should always be to just add more tools to your toolbox. That's my goal. Every time I go to a session, read a book, consume any professional content, it's just to build up my toolbox. I know I have a lot of great tools already. I just want to get more, right? So it's all about the tools we have in our toolbox. Quick wins are tools that you can add to your toolbox. And I call them a quick win for a few reasons. One, they're easy to train someone on. This isn't like, hey, let's sit down and explain functions of behavior and an FBA and this whole big complicated thing. It's something that you can explain to a parent, a team member, a colleague in a few minutes, which is why all the training videos from the mini course are short and sweet. And it's also something that can be applied right away. Oftentimes a quick win is like a little bit of a mindset shift. Like, hey, if I view this behavior instead of it being this like negative disruptive thing as a call for attention or as a piece of communication? How can I shift my response? So a lot of quick wins are a mindset shift that then in turn can cause those behavioral shifts in us that we need. Behavior change starts with us, the adults. The only behavior you have complete control of is your own. Reducing student behaviors and making those appropriate decreases is going to start with the adult's behavior. We are in charge of how we respond, react, set expectations, give feedback, correct errors, set up the environment, set up behavior plans. We're in control of all of that. So when we start to change our behavior, we can in turn cause positive behavior change with our students, but it starts with us. So quick wins are something that we can easily share with another adult to change their behavior, but also we can easily utilize this strategy in our classrooms.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Now, just because it's a quick win doesn't mean it's easy. A mindset shift is hard, right? Especially if you've had that mindset for a long time, it can be challenging. So quick wins aren't necessarily easy, but they're strategies that are simple, that are straightforward, that are evidence-based. The strategies that I'm sharing with you in the mini course are all rooted in trauma-informed practices, and they're going to really help you bring positive behavior change with your students. So that's what I consider a quick win, right? It's not going to be really time intensive to train team members. It's going to be effective. We're going to be able to implement it right away. Is it going to be a magic wand working every time with every child? No. Is it going to be super easy? No. I share this a lot in behavior workshops. If it was easy to change, it would have been changed already, right? We wouldn't be listening to podcast episodes about behavior or going to trainings about behavior. It's a process. But these quick wins help get us in the right direction. So within this new free mini course, 10 Quick Wins for Behavior Change, you can expect to learn about 10 different quick wins that you can bring to your classroom right away and share with your team. These 10 videos, I want you to share them with those adults that work with your students, your paraprofessionals, your grade level teachers, co-clinicians, IEP team. Share these videos, watch them together, discuss them. To me, the best takeaways from a training or a workshop come in the side discussions. I love going to like a conference or a workshop. I don't get to do that in person anymore with other people because then you get to talk about it. Like, hey, oh my gosh, what they said about this really applies to this client or this student or this situation. That's where we can really extend and deepen our learning. So I want you to use these videos as a platform for discussion. And they're short on purpose because I know we don't have a ton of time. So let's watch a 4-minute video and then let's discuss it. So that's what I want you to walk away from this with. Most of the videos have handouts and templates included because I want you to also have tools in place to implement these strategies and share these strategies. So I have surveys, I have observation forms, I have staff training handouts, crisis plans, all kinds of these tools that I'll be talking about with you. They're also ready to go. PDFs, editable tools that you can download and use right away. So there's a lot of great free downloads included within this training as well. So let me share what my 10 quick wins are that you will be learning about within the mini course because I'm super excited about these. So first, respond versus react. Ooh, this is my favorite one, guys. When I do a behavior workshop, this is the one that I tell everyone, like, hey, get out your Post-it. I want you to write this on a Post-it because I want you to remember this. So quick win number one is respond versus react. Quick win number two, is it really a problem? If you are pulled into the role of being the quote-unquote behavior consult, even though you're not a behavior consultant. You're just a great teacher, a great para, but everyone knows you're good at behavior, so they pull you in all the time. Oh my gosh, that's a video for you. Video number three, avoid the power struggle. Who gets in that power struggle? Ooh, it's not a good place to be. I don't even want you to be in the power struggle. I want you to avoid it before it even starts. Let's be real. Once it starts, it's all over, right? No one wins in the power struggle, guys. Even if you think you win, you don't. You never deepen a relationship. You never increase student rapport and trust during a power struggle. You don't. So let's avoid it. Quick win number four. Are you part of the problem? I said this earlier in this episode, the only behavior we have complete control of is our own. We have to acknowledge and really identify our role in the context of this behavior. Quick win number five, go from bribery to reinforcement. Now, that's a topic I can talk about for hours. I sometimes literally do. I do half-day trainings on reinforcement. But I'm giving you like the sales pitch of the difference between bribery and reinforcement to make sure you're not unintentionally using bribery. Quick win number six, it's all about the non-traditional reinforcers. This episode's really funny. This training video, I mean, is really funny. Quick win number seven, because I share some of my favorite former client and former students on traditional reinforcers. This is where, man, you're going to need a lot of bang for your buck when you can hone in on students' unique interests. You can really build a relationship this way and establish yourself as that chocolate chip cookie we always talk about. But you're also going to hone in on some really high-powered reinforcers that can really help increase behavior. Number seven, be intentional with your praise. We talk about praise all the time, but we don't get often very specific. What should praise look like? How often should it be? Is there a ratio of praise to directions? There is, spoiler alert. But I don't always think we should use it. Cliffhanger. Wait till quick win number seven to learn more about that. Quick win number eight. Now this is going to, I'm going to say just a warning. This is my longer video. I think it's like 8 or 9 minutes because I'm summarizing basically like an hour and a half of my behavior course for you into one quick video because it's the framework for every behavior plan. Video eight is the starve it and replace it framework. If you've taken the full behavior course, we go super in depth in this. This is based in Dr. Greg Hanley's work. This is the appropriate way to really approach decreasing positive behaviors by increasing those positive ones. So this one's going to really summarize that framework. It's not going to be everything you need to build out a full function-based behavior plan, but it's going to give you that model. Number nine, make it incompatible. When we look at our replacement behaviors, we want to make sure they cannot happen at the same time as our negative behaviors. We're getting technical here in our mini course. I love it. There's a lot to unpack in that one. Really, really key. Super helpful with data collection as well. And then quick win number 10 is how to avoid hoopla. Now, hoopla is my made-up term for unnecessary extra attention that happens oftentimes in schools. We have like six adults around one kid who's having a hard time. And I'm always like, who's watching the rest of the class? So how can we avoid this? If that happens to you, if you're like, oh my gosh, that's my school, how can we avoid this? So those are our 10 quick wins that we will be sharing in the mini course. I'm so excited to share this mini course with you, and I'm so excited that it's free. So you can jump in, you can learn these strategies. I want you to share them. I want you to really promote these ideas within your school communities, within your clinic, within your private practice, with parents that you work with, because these are strategies that just do have such big impacts that can really help increase positive pro-social communicative behaviors, which will in turn decrease those negative ones. And that's what our students need. Our students need the missing skills. That's why negative behaviors are happening. So I want you to sign up now. The first video is not coming out until January 18th, but I want you to be ready because our first three are going to come out at one time. And it's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of great discussions in the activity feed. Our network is kind of like a mini like social media platform that you can message people. You can post questions, comments. I'm going to be jumping on and doing some live Q&As. It's going to be a lot of fun. So let's start 2023 right. Let's get our behavior strategies solidified. Let's get our staff training on behavior pointed in the right direction. If you're nervous about staff training, I've got you. Watch this mini course together. It's all set up, ready to go. So sign up now. Drop a note for me in the chat. If you listen to the podcast episode and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm excited. Drop me a little note in the feed. And let's get our behavior strategies going.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.